with BookBeat and Don Swaim. For Herbert Gold, writing is as automatic as breathing. The San Francisco-based author is perhaps best known for Fathers and Family. But his 15th book, Mr. White Eyes, has also received respectful attention. It focuses on the scarred life of a veteran journalist. Herbert Gold was born in 1925 in a suburb of Cleveland.
I was different from the other kids because of two things, which I had to discover gradually. One, that I was a Jew, the only Jew I knew. And the other was that I wanted to be a writer.
Gold recalls his fifth grade teacher.
We had to write a composition every Friday. And I was standing in line at the water fountain, and I'd written a story about a snake. She came and said she'd read my story, and she put her hand on my head. And that was such a wonderful feeling, her hand on my head, that I realized I could find what Scott Fitzgerald said, the love of beautiful women, by writing.
As a member of a Jewish family in the Midwest, Herbert Gold's childhood was a process of defining himself at a time when the Nazi movement enjoyed some support in America.
I remember once having the measles and an open can of fish was thrown through the window, and there was a lot of that kind of nonsense which people don't even understand about it anymore. And it toughened me in some way.
After graduating from Columbia on the GI Bill, Herbert Gold headed to Paris to write a doctoral dissertation on philosophy.
But bought a bicycle and found it was much easier to write a novel than to write philosophy on a bicycle.
And sitting in cafes, he wrote his first book.
The first thing to say about it is not very good. It's called Birth of a Hero. It was published and was a wonderful thing to happen to me because it enabled me to say I was a writer.
Herbert Gold, whose works include Salt, He, She, and Mr. White Eyes. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. After the Army, after college, after living in Paris, writer Herbert Gold found himself back in his hometown of Cleveland, Ohio, working as a night clerk in a hotel. He had just written and published his first novel, Birth of a Hero, and returned to the Midwest half expecting to find his picture on a 3-cent stamp. His job as a night clerk didn't keep Gold from putting pen to paper.
I had a 54-hour-a-week shift. Nevertheless, I got the work done in the middle of the night on Prospect Avenue in Cleveland when the drunks were calling for ice and the girls were calling to have the drunks thrown out of their rooms. I was still writing.
Solitude is not an essential for Herbert Gold.
I will never sit in a cork-lined room.
During his night clerk days, he wrote a series of stories about disc jockeys, which he didn't sell until much later when Playboy magazine burst on the scene and bought them all.
People couldn't understand how I wrote them so fast. They'd been piled up in a drawer. And so Playboy and my stories about disc jockeys financed the end of my first marriage.
Later, Herbert Gold freelanced articles for the New York Times, Harper's, and The Atlantic.
I covered war in Biafra for Harper's, and I wrote a little book about Biafra. I covered both the 1967 Six-Day War and the October War in Israel, and I've been to Haiti to cover revolutions that didn't happen.
Gold drew on his experience as a journalist in creating the world-weary hero of his novel, Mr. White Eyes. While personal themes dominate in many of his books, notably Fathers and Family, Gold continues to reach for new ideas.
The first novel is about how you're parents didn't understand you. Your second novel is about how your first wife didn't understand you. And then your third novel gets very boring.
Which no one can say about Herbert Gold of San Francisco. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Herbert Gold started swapping tales early on.
I had a brother nearly my age, and we slept in the same room with twin beds, and we told each other stories every night.
And he's still telling tales. Now in his prime, Gold has some 15 books to his credit, including Salt, Fathers, Family, and Mr. White Eyes. It's clear that for Herbert Gold, writing is an addiction.
I have to do it. I have nightmares if I don't. I need to tell stories, and so I write on the backs of menus, I write on paper, I write with typewriter, pencil, pen, I can write on planes.
And in ice cream parlors, libraries, park benches, cafes.
I used to say to my former wife, stop me before I write more.
25 years ago, Herbert Gold sublet his New York apartment and went to San Francisco to put together a stage version of a story he had written. 2 weeks later, he called the tenant and told him to keep the apartment. He's been in San Francisco ever since. Gold believes now New York had too many literary distractions.
All my friends were writers. Even my doctor was a writer's doctor. If I had to have my throat looked at, it was a man who just looked at Bill Styron's throat. It's not good for writing to only know other writers.
Gold shuns routine and has deliberately diversified his life.
I know a lot of writers who are burnt out or having trouble finding new things to do, or de-energized or exhausted, have said everything they've had to say. I feel I'm learning. I learned through teaching, I learned through journalism, I learned through my family.
One of America's outstanding writers, Herbert Gould, who used his own experiences as a freelance journalist to create his novel, Mr. White Eyes. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.